Good morning, Big Town Man. What a lovely night. It's fucking freezing. Yeah, I scratchy whiskers. I ran into that woman that used to throw herself at me going, I wanna fuck, you know. And, she... what she did was, when I ride a bicycle, I have reflectors, you know, the only bag that I could get that actually had a really wide, you know, where the shoulder straps go onto little backpacks, and what happens is, you know, if you, unless you're like some sort of 5'2" fucking Asian, you know, with tiny little shoulders and a tiny little neck, most of those shoulder straps where they join onto the backpacker, you know, even school type backpacks, they're too fucking small, they're too close together, and the straps are too small, and they sort of cut into your neck, which is just really bad for me. So the only backpack that I could get that was of a decent sort of upgrade size was in pure black, and that's the only one I could get, you know. And it's really good, but to save being squashed by cars, you know, or vehicles coming down the road at night or whatever, I've bonded some of the reflective clothing type tape to it, but the tube of silicone sealant that I had was it had gone off and it was no longer sort of setting and bonding properly, so the cloth, the reflective tape that I glued on there just came off. And she looked at that, you know, as I was packing my bag, goes, "Oh, what's that?" You know, and I said, "Oh, yeah." So I just pulled it off without absolutely any effort whatsoever. And she, and I get, and I handed it to her. And I said, "You know, this is reflective tape, you know." And she goes, it's covered in rubber, you know. And, you know, I explained to her that, you know, silicone sealant does go off, where it just won't set properly and it won't bind, it won't glue, you know. And, so I'm going to have to get some more silicone sealant and do the whole job again. And, what she then did was, I thought about that and I thought, you know, that horrible sort of mentality where it's you know, going, wow, this is really interesting, you know, how amazing, it didn't seem to be stuck to the bag very well, what's going on there, you know, there's none of this sort of forward thinking and appreciative type perceptions and inquisitorial sort of things. So yeah, I was nice enough to her, but like when I got home I thought, what a really dumb thing to be saying to me, you know, like, and she's got no sort of self-awareness that that is like you know, it's like someone drives, it's, there's no appreciation of the situation. It's only what she thinks and what she wants and what she does and her reaction to it. And there's no sort of comprehension of anything going on. Well, why do people do these things and why did it come loose? And, you know, what's the purpose? And I had to explain to her, you know, that by putting, say, a 6-inch, it's about, oh, say 50 millimetres wide, and I cut it to about 150 millimetres long, so it's about 2 inches wide by 6 inches long. So I could have cut a big stripe and put one on each side of the bag because it's rectangular in shape, and I put three big stripes down the back, you know, and that was to so that cars coming in from the side wouldn't just see an absolutely pitch black bag, you know, at night time. You can't see the fucking thing, and it would do an awful lot to make me virtually invisible. And so what I did was, you know, by putting these stripes on, it's not as good as having a sort of, say, a very light coloured bag and the tapes, but it's a lot better than just having a black bag with no tape. You know, that's like fucking lethal, you know. And, you know, shit car drivers with shit headlights, you know, kind of thing, you know. So that's a huge improvement in survivability. And she didn't get that, you know. You know, those reflective signs on the side of the road, you can see them rather than just, you know, dark brown lettering on dark grey paint. You know, they're reflective tapes and big sheets of it, you know. So I had to explain it. That's why I've got that stuff on there, so that people just don't register me as not even existing, you know, that they can see the fucking, you know, they can see the big reflective patches for miles off the backpack, you know. And yeah, so that was good, you know. I played my card well, because I just thought, well, you know, she's so used to living her entire life just being a dumb fuck, you know, and everything's something you put shit on, you know, and put look down on and all this sort of stuff. I at least presented myself well. But yeah, when I got home, I thought, oh God, that's just a totally, what she said and did was the totally just the most wrong sort of stuff that you could possibly say. And it's not a very attractive kind of fucking perspective, you know. So yeah, I dodged a bullet with that one. I'm not a social worker. I'm not a boyfriend. I'm not a husband. I'm not here to help her sort her shit out. I can just be kind and sincere. And get on in my life without her.